You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
New Zealand has one of the highest youth suicide rates in the Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development. Mental health activist Mike King says the biggest problem with our mental health system is that young people don't realise just how normal their problems are. I started off our interview by asking King how we got to the current state we are in.
We're one of the highest in the world, and I think we got to this point because of the pressures of life and a lack of education, particularly among young people, about the problems that they are facing and how normal they are. I think we're living in a society that young people see as perfect, and everyone's perfect, all adults are perfect. Everyone's running around and pretending they've got it together, and they feel isolated, they feel alone. The biggest problem in mental health today, the biggest problem facing young people today, isn't depression, isn't anxiety, it isn't bullying, it isn't suicide ideation. They're all outcomes of the biggest problem. The biggest problem facing our kids today is an overactive inner critic. The weak conversations we're all having with ourselves on a daily basis that no one is talking about. We need to normalise the inner critic.
And you work a lot with families of mentally unwell children. What are some of the conversations you have?
Oh, it's the same everywhere. You know, it's the problem that we have is the mental health system in this country is not fit for purpose. It's crisis focused. So the only way that kids can get the help that they need is they must be in crisis. And unfortunately, it's only the top 2% of people in crisis that get the help that they need. In other words, if you're a suicidal person, in order to get the help that you need from any A&E or any hospital in New Zealand, you have to have actually had an attempt. And even then, they turn around and let you go, often without being seen by somebody. So when you're focused on crisis, when you only fund crisis, guess what you get? You get more crisis. And crisis costs a lot of money, so we're wasting a lot of money and we're not helping many people.
And you've mentioned before wanting to know how the government used its mental health funding. Why is transparency around investment in mental health important?
Well, people need to know where the $1.9 billion went. I mean, I don't even believe that the Ministry of Health knows where it's gone. In private conversations I've had with ministers of health, they've actually said out loud, we've got money and we don't know where to spend it. The problem we've got is the Ministry of Health keep funding the same things that haven't been working for years. They don't listen to people. They're more like 1950s husbands who rule the house with an iron thumb, tell all of their kids and their wives to get out there in their pretty little dresses and curtsy and smile to everyone and get back in the kitchen. If you do anything wrong, we'll cut your housekeeping. That's how they maintain. That's how they keep everyone quiet. It's a model that's broken. It's an outdated model and needs to change.
Are in-school mental health and wellbeing programs like I Am Hope that provide those alternative pathways to help seeking, is there enough investment in those?
There's no investment in what we do at all. There is nothing. And in fact, we run into a lot of barriers from agencies funded by the Ministry of Health, preventing us from actually doing our jobs in schools. The amount of schools that I've had come to us after making a booking and say, oh, we need to cancel now because they've been advised that our program isn't appropriate, is unbelievable. This is the sort of thing that we have to deal with on a daily basis. You know, there's a lot of patch protection in mental health, there's a lot of people making a lot of money. And when industries are making money, there's not a lot of will to fix it because, like I say, families are being fed out of misery.
The Ministry of Health and the government have agreed that we need to do better. So then what can we do to do better?
Well, what does that mean, though? What does that mean? Why are they always giving themselves a pass mark? Well, For example, the numbers came down last year and they all patted themselves on the back and said, well, you know, I mean, we could do better. But they, you know, they took the accolades for that. The reason the numbers came down last year was because of COVID-19, and people were more vulnerable and more open about their heartache and despair and their worries. As soon as COVID-19 finishes and everyone goes back and puts on their I've got my shit together mask and pretends that everything's good again, those people who are really suffering, who are also wearing their masks, are going to feel all alone again, and those numbers are going to rock it up. And as soon as they rock it up, the Ministry of Health is going to go, well, this is a result of COVID. We predicted this. And there's evidence that this is true. So, in 2011, Canterbury was the suicide capital of New Zealand. Then the earthquake struck. In the next 2 years, after the earthquake struck, the numbers went down dramatically. As soon as the money poured back into the place and the numbers started to climb again, the Ministry of Health automatically blamed the earthquake. Oh, it's the earthquake, so we need to pour money in there because of the earthquakes. Well, how does that explain you were the suicide capital before the earthquakes? How about this for a theory? When the earthquake struck, everyone down there was terrified, and everyone was very open in their terror. They were all very open with their vulnerability. Everyone was sitting there and speaking out loud about their concerns. But as soon as those concerns stopped, the shaking stopped, and everyone got back on with their lives, we were no longer a community. When the earthquake struck, everyone came together and we were fighting for the common cause. 2 years later, no, I don't need you around here. Get away, get away, get away. And suddenly, those people that have felt alone their whole lives were alone again. And then their inner critics went, well, it's just you. Everyone else has got it together. What's the point?
Beyond Gumboot Friday, how can we continue conversations about mental health in our daily lives?
Well, instead of talking about other people's problems, you know, we're going to talk about our own. You know, that conversation starts with ourselves. I mean, I know for a fact that there are people out there that would walk past anyone who listens to BFM and go, look at those scruffy people. Look at them. Look at them. Why can't they be like me? In the same way that BFM listeners look at snotty people and go, look at those creeps over there. You know, everyone is judging. Everyone is prejudiced in one way or another. We all are. You know, but how did we get to this point? Because we feel like we're being judged. So we've become the people that we don't want to be. Everyone's become the people we don't want to be. The biggest problem in mental health today are the conversations we have with ourselves, our overactive inner critics. You know, I would never let anyone talk to me the way I talk to myself, but I pretend I don't have these conversations. For years, I pretended I don't have these conversations. Now, instead of talking about other people and going, look at that person, this is what they're doing, this is what they're doing, why don't you just talk about yourself? I'm really struggling with this thing I had the other day. I walked past someone. They just completely ignored me. Now my inner critic's saying, what did you do to them, you loser? You know, what did you, and have talk out loud about those conversations to normalize the inner critic. Normalize what we're all going through and set a better example for our young people out there who think they're living in a world of perfect adults where everyone else has got their shit together and their little inner critics going, it's just you. What's the point? There is no point. You're a burden to everyone. Let's get out of here. If you want to fix the problem, talk about your problems, not everybody else's.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.